And so for so many years, I went back and calculated all the money I've lost because I wasn't doing this, and I don't want to talk about it. It's painful. Bottom line is, money is sitting in the savings account. You're not going to be wealthy. You got to get it out there and start making money. A lot of people will say, I don't have enough. Look, if you've got 5 grand, 6 grand, 10 grand, you should be doing something with it.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Yes, that's right. It's your favorite person in the whole wide world. Anik Singhal back with yet another episode. Today, we're going to talk about, we're going to get a little personal and get a little, in your face. I'm going to give you 4 reasons why I think you might not become a millionaire. And if you don't do the things or do the things that I talk about, maybe you could become a millionaire, right? So you could turn this around. So let's talk about, I don't know why I'm promoting for Kirkland here, so I'll move that. So before we do that, though, are you a member of Learn Nation? Come on, LURN.com. We're going to put 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world into one central platform. And we already have over 350,000 members. So what are you doing? Come on, it's free to join. Go to LURN.com. We have amazing resources and courses and free courses for entrepreneurs who want to start a business and grow their business. And you know what? We have some killer features coming out over the next 6 to 8 months that if you join now, they'll be free for you. Absolutely free for like life. So go to LURN.com. It takes 15 seconds. Get your free account. Engage with our community. Let's all help one another. All right? Okay. So now, the 4 reasons... as we go into 2020, I want to start really having some episodes that get you to change how you think so that you can fundamentally make some big changes in 2020. And, you know, I always love to lean on my own personal experience, my own personal life. And I share with you very transparently, openly, as I have realizations and as I see things work and don't work. So today I want to talk about what I've been learning about the art of becoming a millionaire, but not just a millionaire. You know, I've done some math. And, you know, let's say my goal is to be worth 100 million or my goal is to be a billionaire. I'm going to blow your mind by how simple it can be with some discipline. Okay. So anytime we think about, let's go for the big one, the big B, billionaire, right? We think to ourselves, the only way I can become a billionaire is if I come up with like the next iPhone and I sell off this massive technology and I work with Silicon Valley and I get VCs and investors and just the work to do all of that and deal with all the mess. But that seems to be what people think. Well, I want to mathematically prove to you that's not true. So when I talk to you about how little effort it could ideally take, you'll start to learn that there are so many avenues and paths to becoming that. Now, I saw some stats recently and I've tried to find them again. I don't know who posted them, but I still remember largely. Okay, I might be off by like a little bit of a margin. So hang in there with me. Are you ready for this? Drum roll. 2,700 billionaires in this world. Billionaires. 2,700. There are 49,000 people in this world worth $100 million or more. 49,000. That's a lot of people. Okay. And then are you ready? 1.7 million people worth 10 million or more. That's a lot of people. So you can do this. Now, I don't remember how many people are worth a million, but let me just tell you, it was a lot larger of a number. It was a crazy number. So I've learned a lot this year. So I've made a lot of money in my life. And so I am always on the record like, hey, it's cool. Like I'm good. Life is good. You know, I'm great. But I have this year learned a big lesson about the difference between rich and wealth. The biggest difference, I'll tell you, ready? Rich people still have to work. Wealthy people do not have to work. So I reread at least a synopsis this year of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And all of a sudden, it's like, if you look at Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or if you look at the cash flow quadrant, it talks about E for employee, S for self-employed, and then he talks about B for business owner and I for investor. And what I realized is I'm kind of in between the S and the B. I'm not quite a B yet. And the way a B is explained is it's 500 employees or more or 1,000 employees or more. But the real definition of a B, a business owner, is that you could ideally walk away from your business for an entire year, do nothing, and come back and it would still be there. I don't think I'm there yet in my life. I don't think I could completely, but I can partially walk away. Like, hey, I can get away for a couple months, a month or two or three. I could be lightly involved for an extended period of time and my business continues to run. So I'm like, okay, I'm like right between self-employed, which is like, you know, a dentist, a doctor, a lawyer, which of course, if you're a lawyer, you stop working, boom, your income stops. So I'm not quite there, but I'm not quite business owner. And a few things have happened in my life over the last couple of years that have taught me why Robert Kiyosaki speaks so much about I, investor. The key to wealth is become an I. It's because, seriously, it's such easy money. You know why rich get richer? It's because they have money to invest and their investments gather return. Do you know that out there, the greatest asset in the economy is money, right? Businesses need money. And when a business doesn't have any money, they can't exist. So when they are offered money, investment into their business, they're willing to part with large chunks of their business in order to get that money, because what is the business worth if it goes out of business? So money, it's the key. This is why rich get richer. So where am I going with this? I had a big lesson I learned, and it will be covered in tip number two, all right? And that's what I've started to do now, and I'm very excited with what I'm doing. Okay, so reason number one out of the four that I believe if you continue to believe or do this, you will not become a millionaire, is because you have to invest in to you and into your business. I deal with this all the time here at Learn. I cannot tell you how many times I hear people say, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. So here's the deal. I hear this all the time. I want to make $10,000 a month. I want to make $100,000 a month. I want to make $1 million a month. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to buy islands. I'm going to fly private. I don't have any money. It's like $300 for a course. Oh, I don't have any money. Okay, look, come on. If I came to you and I said, I'm going to have the best television in the world. I'm going to watch Super Bowl on a 100-inch plasma, blah, 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 TV. That's going to be in my house, on my wall. And you're like, great, let's go buy it. And I'm saying, oh, I don't have any money. You would laugh at me. Be like, where are you going to get the TV from? So in our lives, we all have cars, we have laptops, we have computers, we have phones, we have everything. But when it comes time to investing into ourselves, into our business, people say, I don't have any money. The truth is you're too afraid. That's all it is. You don't want it bad enough. I'm just putting it out there. It's the truth. Listen, money can be found. Money can be created. You need to invest into your business. If that means you need to delay having a business by another year or two and spend a year or two saving money by driving Uber, by selling things on eBay, by freelancing, by getting a part-time job, by hustling. That's what I did. You want to know how I got my first initial capital? I worked, man. I didn't go out. I didn't party in college. I had a full-time job. I was a full-time student and I was running my business. And every penny I made from my job was being poured and right into my business. And it didn't take that much. So invest in, find a way. No excuses. Seriously, I get all of them. I've heard everything. I have kids. I have a family. I have this. I have a sick dog. I get it. Trust me. Wait then. It's cool. You can give yourself a time later. But if you want to become successful, you want to be a millionaire, it's going to take an investment in. 20 to 30 years ago, it would take $100,000. Today, it takes $1,000. All right. So we're in a very blessed environment. You don't need a lot of money, but you do need to have some money. Anyone who tells you otherwise, run for the hills. It's bull. And we'll leave it at that. Okay. Number two reason why I don't think you will become a millionaire is because you need to invest out. This is where I can talk a lot about myself. Invest in is when you're putting money into yourself and into your business, but invest out with the money that you make. So over the last so many years, I've made money and I've been putting it away in bank accounts. And I've been so busy with my business that I've done nothing with said money. Now that's a problem, because my money is not making me any money. And the wealthy, okay, that's not how they get wealthy. Remember, rich have to work for their money, wealthy do not. Your money is the best employee you'll ever have. You don't need to talk to it. You don't need to train it. You don't need to teach it. You don't need to answer it. It works for you around the clock and it does everything you want it to do without asking a single question. So when you know how to invest, now, what do I mean by invest? Do you invest right into the stock market? Do you invest into mutual funds? Do you invest into real estate? Do you invest into promissory notes? Do you give debt? Do you invest into private companies? I don't know. That's for you to figure out. I got my own thing now. You figure out your own. But you got to go out there and research and study and get plugged into the right community and figure it out. The bottom line is, if money is sitting in the savings account, you're not going to be wealthy. You got to get it out there and start making money. A lot of people will say, I don't have enough. Look, if you've got $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, you should be doing something with it. Now, what you can do with it will be limited, right? If you have $5 million to invest or $10 million to invest or $50 million to invest versus $5,000, obviously different options open up, but that doesn't mean you don't do them. And so for so many years, I went back and calculated all the money I've lost because I wasn't doing this, and I don't want to talk about it. It's painful. Now, I want to share something with you. And I'm going to do this math out right now, okay? It's called Rule of 72. And this is why I want you to start really, truly thinking about your money and investing it out. Write this down. It's a very powerful rule. Rule 72. I learned this when I was a financial planner and it changed my life. It's a simple concept. Take 72 and divide it by an interest rate that you get. And that's how long it will take for your money to double. So I'll give an example. It makes more sense. Let's say I invest $1,000, okay? And I get a 15% interest rate. Let's say I found an investment and I feel like I'll get 15%. So I would take 72 divided by 15. That gives me 4.8. Every 4.8 years, my money will double. Let's just say basically every 5 years. Okay, so hold that thought, okay? So now I'm 36 years old. And so let's just say 5 years times 7, 35. So by the time I'm 70, so I have 5 courses that my money can go through. So if I invest $1,000 today, it could double 5 times before I hit 70, retirement. And so here's how it goes. All right, so I invest $1,000 today. Ready? $1,000 goes in today. Now I know I'm making an assumption of 15%. We'll come back and run some other numbers too. But 15% means my money doubles every 4.8 years. I'm going to say 5 for easy math. So I started with $1,000. It's 5 years. My money doubled. It's now $2,000. It doubled the first time. Now it doubles again. Doubled the second time. It's 10 years in. It's $4,000. Okay. Now 15 years in, it's $8,000. That was my third double. Now 20 years in, $16,000. That's my fourth double. Now 5 doubles in, it's $32,000. So now we're sitting at 25 years. Okay. Now it doubles again, and my sixth double, it's worth $64,000, and now it doubles again. My seventh double is $128,000. My $1,000 that I invest today, if I can consistently achieve a 15% ROI on that over the course of the next 35 years, it'll double 7 times. It'll be worth $128,000. The reason is this is why wealthy people become wealthy. This is why wealth passes generations, because the wealthy understand the ability to wait and be patient with their money for it to allow it to double. Okay. So I want you to see what happens with the math if you just invested $10,000 today. So we're going to go from 1,000 to 10,000. So 10,000 doubles once, doubles twice, doubles 3 times, doubles 4 times, doubles 5 times, doubles 6 times, doubles 7 times, $1.28 million. So do you see, if you want to be worth $1 million, it's not rocket science. If you can invest in today and learn how to invest out with your money, you could be worth $1 million in 35 years with just a $10,000 one-time investment today. You just have to figure out how to get 15%. Now you might be saying, Anik, that's crazy talk, 15%. Hey guys, if you looked at my portfolio, even when I didn't know what the heck I was doing, I was still achieving about 12%. So I would do 72 divided by 12, it would be 6. So my money doubles every 6 years. But now that I'm starting to learn more what to do, I'm actually getting access to investment opportunities that are 15 to 20% a year. Think about that. If I do 20% a year, 72 divided by 20, every 3.6 years, my money doubles. So 35 divided by 3.6, ladies and gentlemen, my money will double 9.7 times. Do you know what that does to even a $10,000 investment? You're going to be worth $4 or $5 million. So the investment out is key to wealth. Investment in and out are key to wealth, okay? I hope you take away from this. This is where I've been this year. I have been really, truly studying this stuff. You know, if you've been listening to podcasts, you know my poison of choice has been real estate. I've really been learning a lot more about that. Number three, that wealthy people, that millionaires have, that a lot of people lack, is consistency. Consistency in effort, time, and dedication, and patience. Patience is the virtue. Consistency. All right. This is a problem with a lot of people. They're not consistent. You're out there, you buy every product that comes in front of you. One day you want to build a blog. One day you want to build an email list. The third day you want to do a Shopify business. The fourth day you want to do an Amazon business. Listen, The job of the market is to share with you all the opportunities. Just because you walk into a grocery store, people will tell me this all the time. Well, Anik, you're the one who keeps selling us all these different things. Okay, great. Well, when you walk into a grocery store, they have, I don't know, thousands of products. Do you walk out with each one in the cart? No. You know what you want to cook that week. You know exactly what ingredients you need. You pick those ingredients and you leave. You don't blame the grocery store for giving you too many options. Guys, our job here at Learn is to serve entrepreneurs. We have to bring all the opportunities out. We've got people at Learn that are killing it with Amazon. We have people at Learn that are killing it with email. We have people at Learn that are killing it with content websites. We have people at Learn that are killing it with social media. Our job is to serve. Our job is to bring the proper courses. It's your job to figure out which one's right for you, devote to it, dedicate to it, be consistent with it, and double down. I didn't get to where I am by being a master of all trades. That's why we bring experts in at Learn and publish them. I'm consistent with my trade. And I double, triple, quadruple down on it. And every time I haven't, every time I've gone away from it, I've always lost money. This is the truth. Consistency. Number four, it leans into what I just talked about with the consistency. Number four reason why I think you could not become a millionaire is because all millionaires that I've known are masters at something. Okay? I want you to pull up the Fortune 50 list of the 50 richest people in the world. And guess what? Next, underneath their name, if you go to Forbes 50 Richest, it says what industry they're from. Not industries. Bill Gates is known for what? Technology. Steve Jobs is known for what? Technology. One of the richest men in India, I'm forgetting his name right off the top of my head. He owns Reliance. He's known for telecom or for there's another rich person in India who's known for steel. One of the top richest people in the world is known for fashion. One of the top richest people in the world is known for telecom. One of the top richest people in the world is known for technology. I mean, I'm telling you right now, go look it up. They're masters of their trade. You don't see Steve Jobs, you know. I see the one person I see doing multiple things. It's just probably because he's brilliant, is Elon Musk. This guy's doing space rockets, financial transaction systems like PayPal, and building cars, electric cars. Let's not all try to be that, okay? You find the one thing that you're damn good at and you double down. For me, it's very clear. I'm very, very strong at copywriting and anything that spins out of copywriting. So that makes me automatically very, very lethal in funnels, makes me very lethal in email marketing. Everyone knows me for my email marketing, but that's my trade. And also, if you go one level higher, digital publishing. I'm very good at selling information on the internet, but I suck at selling e-commerce products. I could learn it. I could, but why? I don't have to be good at e-commerce, at Amazon, at content publishing, at this, at that, at this. No, I need to be good in one trade. I need to master said trade and I'll double, triple, quadruple, 5x down on it. So right now I'm trying to find, I know what trade I'm great at in business. I'm trying to find what trade I'll be great at in investment. And that'll be my secret to getting to becoming really wealthy. So I'll tell you, like I literally sat down and I was like, let's say I invested, you know, using rule of 72, let's say I got $1 million together and I put $1 million into an investment and I get 15% interest rate on that, right? So $1 million times two times two times two times two times two times two times two, $128 million. I just want you to figure that out. So right now there are 49,000 people in the world worth $100 million or more. 49,000. It's a big club, but it's, you know, exclusive when you look at 7.6 billion humans in the world, 49,000. So if today I just literally mastered investment out and found how to invest my money and I put $1 million away, if I worked really hard to just put $1 million into that investment, not touch it, leave it alone, then basically if I can continue to master investment out at 15% return, I will die being one of the 49,000. I don't have to invent the next iPhone. I don't have to be the most radical this or that. I could just be normal and average. I mean, I have to figure out how to make my first million, of course, but I just want you to understand the math here. If you start to look at all four of these, you'll know if you put them together, the chances of you becoming a millionaire, a decamillionaire, a centimillionaire, or a billionaire are really within a reach from you. All right? So there you go. Those are the four reasons. I hope you master them. Hope you think about them. I hope you really implement them as we come into 2020. Remember, make sure you join us at learn.com. We can help you get there. All right. LURN.com. It's absolutely free to join. There's tons of amazing resources in there. We have tons of experts and free courses and courses that are $7 and $10 and $1,000. It just depends on what you're looking for. We have an amazing community, more features coming out, 350,000 people from all over the world at learn.com, LURN.com. Get over there, sign up. And as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. Until next time, this is Anik Singhal signing off. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.